tape territory. This film has been restored and audio described.
A marching band on a football field, seen from high in the stands, palms and rooftops beyond. Majorettes in sequined green and gold high step toward us, batons flashing. Close on the band, black and orange uniforms, tall white shakos with orange plumes, trumpets and sousaphones catching the sun. Trumpets raised, the ranks wheel and countermarch. From above, the band marches into letters across the field. C-O-N-N. The letters hold as the band plays on. Drum majors striding in front. The field ringed by a low stand and trees. Then the letters break, and the band reforms into rows. White script over the field, Mr. B Natural. Presented by CG Con Limited, world's largest manufacturer of band instruments. A cling film production in Technicolor. Betty Luster as Mr. B Natural, Bruce Poldwell as Buzz. Thanks to the bands of Miami Senior High School, Otto Crochard conducting, and Waukegan Elementary School, Bernard Steiner conducting, writer Marvin David, technical advisor Paul Richards, photography David Savitt, film editor Arthur Ellis, sound Wayman Robertson, director Phil Patton. The band on the field. The picture goes black. A giant musical staff, five white lines with a treble clef, a 2/4 time signature, and notes the size of stools. A tiny figure walks along the third line. Closer, short fair hair, a pale blue jumpsuit printed with black notes, a matching cap.
There, how's that? Now move in a little closer, friend. Let's get acquainted. Mr. B Natural, at your service. The spirit of music, that's me. The spirit of fun in music. And I've been around an awful long time. Knew your father, I did, and your grandmother. And don't be too sure I wasn't in the garden with Mr. and Mrs. Adam. Why, you should know me. The spirit of music's inside all of you. In you, in you, in all of you. Right there, waiting to be found, waiting to be expressed. All you gotta do is to want music, to want the fun of it. And when you do, just call on me and I'll pop right out to help you. Generally, but when I get a message for help, I go off to appear before people. Especially young, I can do them some good. Oh, I've known an awful lot of people in my time. Got a whale of a lot of swell stories to tell. One of the nicest is about my good friend Buzz Turner. A cute little guy I first met when he was in junior high. 12 and a half years old. Want to see what happened? Come on, let's go meet Buzz.
Mr. B leaps off the staff and lands on one foot, arms wide.
Did you ever notice the excitement in a school carter at the end of the day's classes? More energy than you can shake a stick at. The kind of energy that makes fun and laughter and music. They were all there, with all their young energy. The first time I really met Buzz Turner, including Jeannie, the cutest girl in school, including Buzz. Nothing much wrong with Buzz, a good 12-year-old kid, with a lot of normal 12-year-old problems. Just a little shy, maybe. Wondering what it takes to become part of the group, to really belong. Buzz was searching. And sometimes when a kid is searching for the right answers, it hurts a little.
How do you like the new clarinet, Jim?
Hey. Oh, let's see, Fred. Boy, is that ever the most.
You should hear the tone. Wow.
Hey, Peg, want to see the step I was telling you about?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Come on, follow me. Makes the music, huh?
All right, let's go.
Two girls try out a dance step by the lockers. Buzz watches from the side with his books held to his chest. Buzz holds a red book.
Hey, gang, tell you what. How about coming by my house for a while? I got some great new records.
Not me, Jeannie. Band practice. I wouldn't miss it for anything. I'm bucking for the first clarinet chair.
Yeah, for you.
Come on, Betty, grab your horn. We'll be late.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Honest, these records are the greatest. Let's see now. We've got two. Want to come? We can dance.
No, thanks. I don't know how. Well, I mean, I got some reading to do. You know, that big history essay.
But that's not due for 2 weeks.
I know, Jeannie. I want to get started.
Oh. Well, come on then.
Okay.
What are we waiting for?
Yeah.
The others drift off. Buzz is left at his open locker. He reaches up to the top shelf, takes down a book, shuts the door, and walks away with his books. The row of gray lockers stands empty. The corridor is empty and quiet. A locker door opens.
Looks like this boy might be needing me. Well, that's what I'm here for. Better wait till he calls on me, though. Till he reaches for the spirit.
Then black.
All right, dear. It's 6 o'clock. Yeah. Oh, don't forget the cake. It's paid for, yes. Okay, bye, dear.
A woman in a gray pinafore at a telephone table hangs up.
Buzz, home so early, dear?
Well, yeah, I got some reading.
Well, it's such a beautiful day. Daddy won't be home till 6.
Maybe no, Mom. No, I better go up to my room and do the reading.
All right, son. Buzz? Maybe we'll all go for a nice ride after dinner if Daddy's not too tired.
Okay.
His mother at the foot of the stairs looks up after him, a finger to her lip. Buzz's room. Turquoise walls, a Parkside Junior High pennant, a big map, a model plane on a shelf, a bed with a tan cover, and on the desk a lamp and a red portable record player. He hangs up his jacket. He sits at the desk with a book back to us. His shoulders slump. He props his head on his hand and turns a page. He gets up, kneels on the bed to look out of the window, pulls the curtain across, and comes back to the desk. Elbows on the desk, chin in his hands. He turns the pages without reading them. He lifts the lid of the red record player and sets the needle down. A book slides off the desk. Two hands reach for it, Buzz's and one in a pale blue sleeve. Mr. B sits cross-legged on the bed beside him. Buzz gapes.
Mr. B, natural, at your service.
Well, what are you? Where'd you come from?
Up there somewhere. Do I look funny?
Well, it's kind of a surprise. Mr. B, what?
Natural. Shouldn't be surprised, boy. Whether you know it or not, you sent for me. When you reached for that music over there to make you feel better, I got your message. You awakened me.
Well, you mean you've been hiding here in my room all that time, and I never even noticed?
No, boy, I don't mean that. I mean, you awakened the spirit of music inside you. That's me. Your spirit of music. That's my name, boy. Be natural. Why, there's nothing more natural than the feelings of music inside of people. Look here, boy. You sing a baby a lullaby and it coos. Expressing your feelings with music is being as natural as you can be.
Gee, I don't know, Mr. B. I guess I like music okay. But I don't know about making music myself. I don't think I'd be any good.
A boy your age, talking like that. Blasphemy! Look here. I've been visiting with an 8-year-old friend of mine who woke me up recently. Talked him into playing the French horn, I did. You should hear him. Boom, 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 boom. Took to it like that. Because he wanted to. He wanted the fun of it. That's why he can play that piece so easy. Wait till he grows up and finds out how hard it is. It's because he's young. He's not afraid.
Wish I could. Wish I could get in a band or something and be as...
Mr. B yanks him up.
Well, be like Fred is.
Now, none of that. None of that. I'm here to help you, not to help you feel sorry for yourself.
A finger wagged.
Sure you can be popular. Sure you can be in a band. And where do you see the kicks you'll get out of it, Buzz? The glamour of the uniform. The thrill of traveling for band competitions. The team spirit you'll learn. Just like being a member of a football team. And most of all, Buzz, fun, fun, fun! That's what I can do for you, if you want me to. If you'll keep me awake, inside there.
Are you a musician, Mr. B? Do you play any instruments?
Me? They're members of my family, boy. I love them all. Watch. Presto.
She spins and instruments appear in her hands. Trombone, clarinet, trumpet.
Gosh, Mr. B, you even talk music.
Anybody can, Buzz. Be natural. Talk out what you feel with music. Look here. Do you think this is just a trumpet? No. It's the feelings you want to feel. The things you want to say to the world. Put a trumpet to your lips and it becomes pride. Confidence. The mood of a happy king.
Mr. B raises a trumpet and plays it at Buzz, cheeks puffed. Then on the giant staff, she dances along the lines, kicking high, arms flung out. She spins on one foot.
A clarinet's not just a clarinet, it's a happy smile.
Back in the room, she plays a clarinet at him. On the staff, she leaps, arms above her head, and lands in a crouch. A high kick, a spin, a bow.
A trombone can let you show the world a big laugh.
A trombone, it slide out past his nose. Then she twirls along the staff again.
When you want to show dignity, Buzz, try a French horn.
A French horn cradled in her arms. She stalks the staff, kicking.
Buzz? When you want to feel as big as a giant, blow a sousaphone.
A sousaphone coils round her, its bell above her cap. On the staff, she plants her feet wide, arms out, then cartwheels along the lines and leaps with both arms up. Back in the room, she spins to a stop and drops onto the bed beside Buzz, who is laughing. On the bed, Buzz laughs and shakes his head. Mr. B beams at him.
You like music?
Sure sounds like fun, and I'd like to have some of it too, if I can.
That's the first big step, boy, to want it.
She springs up.
Now you got me working for you. Your natural spirit of music. You got work to do. Gotta make up for lost time. We'll go see the school bandmaster. I'll pick you up after school tomorrow. We're on our way, Buzz.
A band room. A big bass drum. Rows of folding chairs and music stands. A sousaphone. Buzz, in a red plaid shirt now, walks in. A man in a gray suit and dark tie looks up from a music stand over a stack of scores. Mr. Barton looks up.
Well, hello there.
Afternoon, Mr. Barton. I'm Buzz Turner.
Oh, yes, Buzz. I've seen you around school many times. What can I do for you this afternoon?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Barton. I was thinking of maybe learning to play an instrument and wondering what you thought about it and all.
Well, Buzz, I can think of nothing better when a young person really wants music. Sit down, will you? Let's talk for a little.
They move to a desk. Buzz takes the chair beside it.
Tell me, Buzz, have you ever seen any of our band concerts?
Yep, one with my parents.
Did you like it?
Well, yeah.
Now, you see, I was there to guide the boy if he needed me. But as long as he was doing all right by himself, I stayed out of sight. The bandmaster picked up his enthusiasm where I left off. Told him wonderful stories he did. Told him how easy it would be to learn through the school music education program. Told him how we could look forward to learning poise and confidence through music. Physical and mental coordination. Improve posture and breath control. A command of all the fundamental processes. Eyes, ears, fingers, all the rest. Told them of the fun in working together as a disciplined team in a band. Told them all. Yes, sir. Bandmasters like him have been talking the spirit of Mr. B Natural for a long time.
Well, the main thing is, Buzz, that we teachers feel that music for music's sake is very worthwhile. But what we're really after is using music as an aid to the complete education of a young person. You understand what I'm getting at, son?
Well, yeah.
Mr. B pops up behind Mr. Barton, unseen.
B Natural.
B Natural.
Huh?
Music helps you to be natural, to be a better person.
Well, that's a swell way of putting it, Buzz. But come on, let's pick out an instrument for you.
Mr. B nudges him.
Oh, don't worry about him. I'm your spirit of music. I belong to you. Nobody else can hear me or see me.
Have you any idea what instrument you'd like to play, Buzz?
No, I don't think it matters much.
Okay, let's check the chart. Let's see, are your teeth even or uneven? Even, I'd say, number one. Now, your jaws, round or sharp? Seem round. Number three. Now, how about your lips? Full, medium, or thin?
Medium.
I'd say medium. That's a 1-3-6 combination. You should do pretty well with a cornet, trumpet.
Trumpet sounds great.
Trumpet it is.
Gosh, Mr. Barton, maybe 12 and a half is a little late to start. Well, I mean to get in the band and all. I never really had any musical ability, and I don't know if...
All right, all right. I've heard this before. Sit down. Now, let's just see. Buzz, do you know the start of the Star-Spangled Banner?
Yeah. Oh, say, can you see?
Well, which note was higher, the O or the say?
The O.
The O. Well, you've got pitch understanding. And I can tell from the way you walk, you've got rhythm. You're on your way. The only thing to keep you from music now is laziness. Whenever you're ready to get started, you come see me.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Barton. Come on, Mr. B.
Welcome, son. Mr. Who?
Mr. Barton is left blinking. Then Buzz and Mr. B, cross-legged by a dark window.
That's what he said, boy. We're on our way. Now, the next step is to see your parents. It's easy to have fun with music, but the more skill you have, the more fun you have. You gotta have your own horn, boy.
Right.
I'll tell you what. You go downstairs and you talk to your...
Buzz comes down a staircase into a hall and stops by a side table, hands at his sides.
Want something, son?
No, nothing special.
Come on in and join us.
Okay, in a minute, Dad.
The living room.
Well? Attaboy. Now remember, I'm with you.
Mom? Dad? Excuse me. There's something I'd like to take up with you.
Okay, son, what is it?
No trouble in there. The boy's growing sure of himself now. He sees a way to many things through music. He'll convince him all right. Oh, I suppose Dad had some reluctance when Buzz started to talk. I could read his mind.
I don't know. You think it's right, Mother? The boy's never shown any music ability. If we let him expose himself to it now, we might only aggravate his lack of confidence in himself.
But Mom had things on her mind, too.
I haven't seen him show so much spirit for anything in a long while. If music can help him open up like this, it's worth every dollar, every effort we spend.
My boy was all wound up, he was. Told him all the bandmaster told him. How a boy could learn discipline and coordination and confidence through music and make a personality grow.
He said my face was practically made for trumpet. I want to learn, Dad. Honest, I do.
Well, seems like you really do at that, son.
If you don't think there's a family headed for the music store, then you don't know parents who understand what it takes to make a child happy.
There you are, Donna. A half dozen new reeds for your saxophone. By the way, how are you doing in the fifth grade band in school?
Oh, swell. I've got first chair.
Congratulations. That's fine, young lady.
Goodbye.
Bye. Hello. May I help you?
Yes, I believe so. The boy here would like to start on the trumpet.
Well, you're joining a mighty happy family, young man.
Perhaps my son won't like my bringing this up, but I imagine a good trumpet would put quite a dent in his dad's checkbook, huh?
Not necessarily. All the better music dealers have a trial purchase plan. You are simply making a small investment in your son's lifetime personality.
Sounds good. And with this boy's enthusiasm, he can't miss.
All right, let's look at some horns.
All right, sir.
Now, this trumpet is made by the world's largest manufacturer.
Oh, I don't think the make is important, is it?
Bud, I don't think the make matters much.
Doesn't matter much. Thought I told you, boy, the most fun comes from the most skilled playing. And the most skill comes only from an instrument designed to give you the best sound possible. It sure does matter. Why, you should see what care goes into making a really superior instrument. You gotta inspect your horn, boy. You ought to take a look at a factory that makes top quality instruments.
Let me tell you what goes into the making of the best instruments.
You see? The dealer has the same idea. You listen to him, Buzz.
The instrument with the best sound comes out of plants that combine modern equipment with precision craftsmanship. Precision finishing of the most intricate parts. Superior workmanship like this is possible because no one man builds an instrument. Each operation checks on the previous one, and each operation is performed by an expert in that phase. Years of know-how make the best instrument. If that craftsman stopped spinning that sousaphone bell for a second, he would completely change the quality of the instrument.
Spinning a brass bell.
A manufacturer of quality instruments is equipped to produce the best sound. He realizes that you play the inside of an instrument, not the outside. So he takes care to produce a smooth finish inside that will not obstruct sound through such methods as hydraulic expansion of curved parts. The best instruments are uniform. Every one is exactly like every other of the same kind. Valves must be ground with utmost accuracy for smooth, easy playing. Out of this unseemly, unfinished heap, with the skill of experience, will come a row of gleaming, high-quality saxophones. There is the high skill of craftsmanship, for instance, that produces a seamless bell, further removing sound resistance, giving to the finished Caprion instrument an ease of playing and a tone quality that is unmatched. Through research, one manufacturer develops the highest quality instruments. Thorough testing assures their best performance. Testing to analyze the tone, to measure the sound for accuracy to a tiny fraction of a semitone. This is the care, the skill, the experience and perfection that produce a quality instrument. This instrument will make music fun for you, young fella. Now you're all set. Good luck, and I'll see you in the band.
Buzz takes the case.
Well, sir, he was really on his way now. I had done my part. The spirit of music was a natural thing with him now. For the rest of the story, I could just sit back and watch the training. Watch him open up as a new person.
Mr. Barton fits the trumpet to his lips in the band room. Then Buzz practices alone in his room, at a music stand, cheeks puffed.
In the months that led to graduation, all the things happened to Buzz that we knew would happen. He was ready to really belong now. By the time he reached high school, he would be ready to take that big solo.
Girls crowd round the trumpet in its case at the lockers. Buzz and Mr. B play together on the floor, trumpet and clarinet. Black, then the school band in dark uniforms, Buzz standing out front with his trumpet, his parents in the audience beaming. A gym hung with a banner, Victory Dance City High. Couples dance while the band plays on the stage. Close on Buzz, in a dark suit now, playing a solo, the trumpet bell catching the light. Couples circle the floor. He plays among the dancers. A girl in a green dress turns and smiles at him. Mr. B's smiling face floats over the dancers, applauding. Black, then a full band on bleachers, sousaphones at the back.
The happiest person is the one who has a chance to express himself. No one expresses more naturally than a child. And there is no more natural expression than music.
The marching band again, close. Shakos and orange plumes. A sousaphone gleaming against blue sky.
The child who grows with music will walk with confidence as an adult. Well, that's how Buzz Turner grew into a happy boy. A fine person. Be natural. Grow with music. Does the spirit move you? I'm waiting for your message. I may be visiting you next.
Mr. B sits on the staff, waves, and folds her arms. Across the staff, the end, a cling film production.